Hello, hi. This is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing?
Oh, yes, I'm doing good.
Okay. Was this for you or for a loved one?
It was for me.
Okay. When you were diagnosed with a meningioma tumor after using Depo Provera for a year?
Well, I used Depo Provera. Let me see. This was a while ago. Before my second pregnancy, I believe it was when I was using it, when it first came out. And I used it for about a year. And then I stopped using it because I wanted to have another child. But I've always had the headaches, always had the issues, but never really paid attention to it. And then, like almost 7 years ago, they found a tumor in my head. And it was not in the brain exactly, but it was like from the skull pushing the brain
Against the spinal
inward.
cord. Yes. Yeah. It's called a meningioma tumor. It's actually benign. So it's
Yes, it
not
was
cancerous.
benign.
Yeah. But unfortunately, yeah, it'll cause headaches. It'll cause dizziness, hearing loss, memory loss of smell, weaknesses, seizures. It can cause tons of different other things. Did you ever have it removed or do you still have it?
Well, I've always complained to my doctor, primary doctor, about it, and she kept telling me it was my diabetes, not to worry about it. It would go away if I control my diabetes, and I was trying everything. I brought my numbers down, my A1C, and ended up having a seizure at work.
Oh my
And
God, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's horrible.
it was me and my daughter. We were both working. We do traffic control. And
Oh.
she's the one, because we were with our radios, and she was radioing me, the last vehicle that went by, and then I didn't answer, so she started going walking back towards where I was at and saw me on the floor. She said I was flopping like a
Oh my
fish.
God. Oh my God,
So
that's horrible. I'm so sorry.
we went to the hospital, and yeah, the surgeon comes in and tells me, "You got a tumor the size of a tennis ball in your head. We need to take it out on Monday." So
Yeah. So you
that
got it
was it.
removed. Okay.
Yes.
So just really quick, do you want to see if you're eligible to participate? It sounds like you are completely eligible. To participate
Yes.
in the lawsuit, yes. Okay, you didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you are willing
Nor
to
then.
firm under penalty. You haven't signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Correct.
And then you are filing for yourself. You are a citizen and a resident of the United States.
Citizen, born citizen, yes.
Okay, you are a resident too, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with the men you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year, correct?
Correct.
When were you diagnosed with that tumor? Do you remember the date?
I believe it was almost Mother's Day, so we were in May, and that was almost 7 years ago, I want to say. Seven to
Okay.
6 years ago.
Okay, so like 2019.
About, yes.
To the best of your
18.
knowledge, what 2018?
Say 18 or 19, yes. One of those
Okay, so I
two.
gotta put a date of diagnosis. It has to be the month, day, and year.
Let me ask a coworker, because I don't remember. My
It's
memory is like
okay.
worse. Mari, do you remember what year it was when I had that tumor removed from my head? You started 2000 2019, ¿verdad? I think it was the springtime.
pero no me puedo, pues yo empecé a hacer el 2018, a ver, sí,
19,
18.
18, 2019.
Okay, so May, you said May of 2019. Do you know like a date, like a what around what?
I want to say, because he said Monday they were going to operate me, and I believe it was Mother's Day that Sunday.
Okay, let me look at 2019's calendar. So May, let's see. Mother's Day would have been,
Isn't it always a Sunday?
it's the 5th, I think, or the 12th. Oops. It's not showing me what day Mother's Day was, but I think it's usually the 12th.
The 12th. So I was operated the, I want say the following Monday after that. Sorry, I'm no help. I'm just like 13th. The worst with my men.
Okay, so that would have been the 13th. So was it like the 10th or the 11th?
That I had the accident at work.
When they told you that you had the
tumor? Yeah. When they told me I had the tumor, it was a Friday, and I had to wait until Monday to get it
so
out.
So the tumor was, that would have been on the 10th.
Okay.
May 10th.
May 10th. Sorry, I'm so bad with dates.
So May 10th, 2019 was the date of your diagnosis to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, what is your date of birth?
April 4th, and then 1972. 4/4/1972.
Perfect. Did you have any other friends or family members that were affected by DEPO that needed help filing a claim?
No, I don't think anybody else used it I only have two other female siblings, and yeah, they didn't use it.
Okay. Did you consume the brand injectable DEPO Provera? Were you using
yes.
the brand name? Okay. Did you ever switch from DEPO Provera to the generic version?
No, never.
Okay.
I would have to go to my appointment and the nurse would do it.
Okay. So did you use DEPO Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, I do remember
okay.
that.
So you can confirm that you did 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. And you did use DEPO Provera between the years of January 1992 to present date, correct?
Well, no, I only used it that 1 year that I remember. It might have been a little bit over a year, but that's when I was my
what
second
year?
Pregnancy.
What year was that?
That's when DEPO first came out. I think it was still like Samantha was born in 94. In 94, so I used it before that.
93?
I want to say 93, 92.
When in 92 did you start using it?
I don't remember. That's too far back.
Just to the best of your knowledge. And then when did you stop using it?
Let me see. Let's do winter of...
92?
Winter of 92... And I probably...
What, so like September, or December?
Yeah, I want to say November, December.
Okay, well, I got to put a date in a year. Hold on 1 second, okay? Okay, so you said November or December?
Let's do November of 92.
What day and month? Like the 1st, the 15th? What am I putting?
Let's do the 1st.
Okay, and when did you stop using DEPO?
So I want to say I stopped. I want to say the beginning of 93.
Okay.
Toward almost winterish of 93. I'm just trying to think.
Just to the best of your knowledge. It's okay. What do you want me to put? What day and month? Or month and date of 93?
Let's do December of 93.
December 1st?
December 1st of 93.
Of 1993?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you started using it 11/1/92 and stopped using it 12/1/93.
Yes.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
My gender?
Mm-hmm.
Female.
Okay. And then what is your marital status at this time? Are you married, divorced,
yes.
Widowed, married?
Married, yeah, for 35
okay.
years now.
Oh, good for you. And your first name is Sandra, right?
Yes.
Last name are Ramirez?
Yes.
Okay, no suffix in your name?
No, none at all.
Okay, and then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
It's 538-70-1506.
I'm sorry, what's the last 4?
1506.
Okay, so I have 538-70-1506.
Yes.
Okay.
1506.
All right, and then your primary email we have at sandraramirez0472@gmail.com. And then
Yeah.
your phone number is 360-899-2414.
Yes.
What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
I get off work around 4:30.
So evening time?
Evening time, yes, would be great.
Okay, and then what is your primary address?
3688 Francis Road, Mount Vernon, Washington. And I actually lived at that address too when it happened and almost lost my home because I wasn't working and
3688 Francis Road.
Yep, 3688 Francis Road, Mount Vernon, Washington.
Mount. Oops. Verdon.
Vernon, VERNON.
And that's why.
Washington.
Is it Francis Drive, Blanchester,
No.
Vernon? Okay, say it one more time.
No. Francis Road, FRANCIS Road.
That's why I had it spelled wrong. Oh, I found it. Okay, and is that a house or is there an apartment unit?
A
Unit
house.
number? Okay. So 3688 Francis Road, Mount Vernon, Washington, 98273.
Yes.
Who was your diagnosing doctor? Do you remember?
Oh, doctor, the surgeon. Let me think about it because I know I mean, doctor. Then I know the assistant one was Dr. Campbell, but the surgeon, main surgeon, was Dr.
And that was in Washington.
Yes, and it was at, what's it called? And I know this, but sorry, it's just ever since the operation, it's just like my memory. I have it there, but I can't get it out. Dr. Holmes, I think, or he was the main surgeon at Providence
Okay.
here in Everett, Washington. And the assistant is Dr. Campbell. I know I'm pronouncing the main surgeon's last name wrong, but I don't remember what his last name was. It started with an H. But I know for sure, I remember Dr. Campbell, but she reminded me of Campbell Soup. I just can't remember the first one. And I don't think he works for Providence anymore. He works, I think, somewhere in Seattle.
Nathan Campbell in Spokane
No,
or
no.
Kelly Campbell,
That might be her, but it was here and
Providence.
she
She works
might.
for Providence. Yeah, Kelly Campbell is Providence.
Yes, it was
Okay.
her. She was the assisting surgeon, or but
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I can put her because we don't know the. So she was the doctor that treated you, or she helped treat.
Yes, she helped me.
And you were at Providence when this happens, Providence Hospital.
Yes, that's where the ambulance took me because I work for Snohomish County, Asplund Tree Services, and they were clearing tree lines away from the power lines, and me and my daughter were doing traffic control flagging.
Oh, okay.
And that's when it happened. So,
Right, Providence Hospital.
and I couldn't take off the surgeon wanted me to have a whole year of recuperation. I told him that that wasn't really realistic for me. I was like at the verge of almost losing my home.
Okay, do you have
And
any prior cancer diagnoses?
I'm sorry, some what?
Do you have any prior cancer
No.
diagnoses? Okay. And then
No.
who was the prescribing doctor that prescribed you the shots? Like, who was your OBGYN that you're getting it from?
Oh. I don't remember that name. I know it was a family practice.
Do you know
It
the
was
name of
a,
the practice?
it's not there anymore. It was here in Mount Vernon. It was a father, mother, and a daughter, I believe, kind of a practice.
Okay.
And I don't remember their name at all. But they used to be there on, I want to say 17th Street there in Mount Vernon.
What was the name of it? Do you remember?
Something women's clinic. I just don't remember.
Women's Clinic, where is it? Was it in?
In Mount Vernon. But I know they closed because it's, I think it's called CMAR now.
Was it, yeah, C-Mart Sagitt Valley Women's Health?
Yeah, that's what it's called now, but
Okay.
that practice closed.
It's okay. We'll just put that information because that's where it was at.
Yeah, it was on, I think, 17th or somewhere around 17th Street or so.
Yeah, 18th Street.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Thank you.
It's okay.
Was
I
just
got
so
it.
long ago, but then when I saw this, I was like, and we were like, because none of my family at all, nobody, I mean, tumors, nobody, and it's like, where did this come from,
Yeah. What pharmacy do you use?
Walmart Pharmacy in Mount Vernon.
Okay.
But this was so long ago. Is there anything that, is it, I don't know,
It's okay.
anything?
It doesn't matter. It's all caused from it.
And the
Yeah.
thing is that Dr. Campbell told me that it was, was it, it's non-cancerous, right?
Benign.
Benign, but that they are known to reoccur, come back. But I have been, I just got a MRI a little while ago, and it was fine because I had gone to Mexico for a week, and when I was over there, I had a seizure, and I hadn't had a seizure in a long time. So
Did you
when I got
fly?
here, yes.
That's probably why.
That's what I thought so too, and that's, I told them I took, because we went all the way to Oaxaca, Mexico,
Yeah.
and I had to take three air flights, three
Yeah,
different
the
air,
air pressure
and
is probably what caused it. You had the tumor removed. When did you have it? What year did you have it removed?
what was it,
Here,
2019 or
answer
18?
this. Tumor removed in when?
To when they found it, that 2019, I think it was.
Okay. All right, do you have copies of your medical records?
Oh no, but I think I can get them.
Okay. And you could provide them if needed to the medical records, either electronically or through the mail if needed.
Facts. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, they
definitely.
could do fax too. I mean, however they ask for them, you can talk to the attorneys when they call. We do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just so that we can continue the case for you and your loved ones, okay? Typically, they'll only contact the emergency contact number, Sandra, if you become unresponsive, okay? You can put your daughter, someone that lives with you, someone that doesn't. It's completely up to you.
Okay, yeah, I would love to put my daughter,
Okay, what's her name?
Alexandria, and same last
Wait,
name, Larry.
Alexandria, how do you, okay, is it Alexandria?
IA.
IA. Okay. And then same last name, Ramirez.
Yes.
Okay. And then what's her
And
phone number?
it's area code 360-488-1836.
Okay. And that's your daughter.
Yes.
And then you give me permission to contact her if needed.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So I'm going to summarize everything for you that we talked about just so that you have an understanding of exactly what we discussed. and that everything is, you know, clarified and confirmed, yes, for your statement, okay? Was there anything else you wanted me to add to the
Yeah.
notes to help support the case at all?
I just remembered his name. Doctor, this his sur the surgeon's name was Dr. Holland.
Holland? Okay, let me look up.
Holland, yes. But he was the one that came in the ER and told me I had a tumor the size of a tennis ball, and then he was going to take it out on Monday.
Was he with Providence?
Yes.
Lawrence Holland?
I don't remember his
Yeah,
first
he's an
name. I just,
orthopedic surgeon.
yeah, he's the one that did it. He did
Oh,
the
no.
surgery.
It's Martin Holland. Sorry, it was Providence. Everett, Washington. I found him.
Yeah.
He's a neurosurgeon, Martin Holland. Okay, so I'm going to update that, and I'll still keep Miss Campbell in there as the assisting doctor, but your diagnosis doctor
Was
was Dr.
Holland, yeah.
Holland. Okay, Doc
Yeah.
Dr. Holland was the one that diagnosed you, and then Kelly Campbell helped treat was your treating doctor, and then the prescribing doctor we was the women's health place. We don't know the doctor's name, so we'll just put an NA for now, but we know that it was on 18th Street in Mount Vernon, Washington. Okay,
Yeah.
so just to verify, let me go ahead and confirm everything with you. Sandra, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself
Yes.
for the Depo-Provera lawsuit. You did not have an attorney at this time, and you are a citizen and resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year. Your diagnosis date was 5/10/2019, and your date of birth was 4/4/1972.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Everything sounds correct so far?
Yep.
Okay, and then you did take Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year, equivalent to four injections prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and your estimated start date was 11/1/1992 to stoppage date was 12/1/1993.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have
Yes.
Sandra, Sandra Ramirez, Ramirez. I have your social as 5/3/8/70/1506.
Yes.
Okay. And then 3688 Francis Road, Mount Vernon, Washington, 98273. Okay, so we have your diagnosing doctor, treating doctor, prescribing doctor, and we do have your emergency contact number. Okay, does everything sound correct?
Yes,
Okay,
and
so go ahead.
I don't have how do you say any more records. I can look through it, but I don't think
Yeah,
I
I mean,
have any more.
so what they ask you to
Yeah.
do is like if you can obtain anything to help support the
Yeah.
case, like go ahead and do so. The doctors will pull medical records regardless, but it always helps support your case. So that's why they ask if you can obtain anything to go ahead and do so. Okay.
Okay.
So
Yes,
really
most
quick,
definitely.
what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna go ahead. The system's gonna generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Really self-explanatory. Have you ever done a DocuSign agreement before?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you're just gonna basically follow the prompt. It's going to ask you to adopt and sign a signature. You're going to press accept and then you're going to press start. And then basically from there, you're just going to tap the fields where it's asking for the signature. It'll auto generate and then you're going to come to a finish button. Once you come to the finish button, let me know and I'm going to send you my direct contact information alongside the attorney's information, okay?
Okay.
So I text it to you because it's the easiest way for you to open it. So go ahead and let me know once you get that text and are able to review the documents.
Okay. Trying to get on the doc sign. Do you agree? Yes. Sorry, I don't have my glasses. Please review and act on this document. Courtney K.
Yes.
Continue. Oh, I agree, and then continue. And for
Yeah,
start.
press continue.
Okay, I see where I need to initial. I press on there. Do I initial or a signature?
Okay, were you able to sign them?
Yeah, I signed one.
So you gotta tap all the little fields where it's asking for the signature, and then you'll come to a finish button.
When I tap on it, does it automatically sign it?
Yes.
Okay,
did you press?
So then,
because you have to adopt and sign the signature and press accept, and then you press start.
I'm hoping today. I am so adopt initial.
Yeah, adopt the initial.
Sorry, I'm at work.
It's okay.
Am I supposed to initial these?
Yeah, you just tap them and it'll adopt your signature for you.
I must be doing something wrong. Because I tap them and then it disappears.
That's okay, then go to the next one.
Nothing happens when I push on when I'm supposed to go to the next.
Do you see the finish button? You scroll all the way down?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I push finish, but then it goes back to certain ones.
Yeah, then you got to tap it. You missed one.
Okay. I think I might have done it.
And then press
finish. I apologize. I have no glasses on.
You're fine.
Since you're done,
yep.
All
yep.
Parties have.
Yep, you're all okay. Done. I know it is kind of confusing, Mrs. Ramirez. It's okay. You did a great job. So basically, now that you know you're finished, I'm going to send you my contact information, which is from a 949 area code. Again, my name is Courtney, and I'll be your intake specialist moving forward. I'm also going to send you the attorney's information so that you know which phone number to look out for when they are going to call you.
Okay.
But basically, just before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize, you know, your role in this whole part, you know, or your part in this whole process. This is your case, and we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you, okay? So they'll be calling you, you know, maybe in a week or so, give or take a little bit of time. But once they reach out to you, you want to make sure, you know, if you're unable to get to the phone when they call, that you return the call in a timely manner. And then again, you know, we ask if you can get any of those supporting documents to help support your case.
Providence and ask for copies.
Yeah. You can always get them from your insurance carrier at the time as well. You can ask for an itemized report from the insurance company.
Oh, okay. That'd be perfect, too. I can do that, too. The only one I can't get is the one in Mount Vernon where I used to get the shot.
Yeah, which that's normal because they're not no longer around. But it's okay. And then again, just remember this is going to be a legal agreement between you and the law firm. So it's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And besides that, you know, my sympathy goes out to you and your family. And I hope that you get the compensation that you deserve. You've been through a lot.
Oh, God, yes. And like I said, we almost lost our home. And I mean, it was just. Like I said, the surgeon said he didn't want to sign me off to come back to work. He was like, no, because you can't be in the sun because of the medication and all the stuff. And it was like, I had no choice. And,
yeah.
You know.
But you seem like you're doing better now, right?
Yes.
Slowly,
other than that,
right
seizure. But
yeah. But yeah, you deserve the compensation. And I hope that this works out for you, okay? Again,
all
you
right.
Have my direct phone number, Ms. Ramirez. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call me. And I wish you and your daughter the best of luck, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. You have a good rest of the day, okay? Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.